Talking the best in local and regional sports.
Everybody in this room, all right, you're excited.
It's Press Row.
Let's get ready, all right?
On Chattanooga's sports leader, ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
All right.
Welcome back into Press Row, and welcome here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal along with Jay Greason. Wells Guthrie producing the show. We hope everybody out there is having the happiest of hump days, and it is a pleasure to welcome into Press Row for the very first time Dale Pruitt, longtime high school football coach. Most of those years have been in Alabama, but he is now the new, as you read Stephen Hargis' article in the Times Free Press, the new head football coach at Dade County. Dale, thank you so much for joining us. How are you today?
Just fine. How are you guys doing today?
We are doing great. Thank you for taking some time. When you look at your career, and that's a career that has added up to 289 wins, according to the article that Stephen wrote, I know a lot of your career has been right down Interstate 59 in Rainesville at Plainview High. So I'm kind of curious, what kind of determines what when you want to take a job? What factors make it attractive? I know you were at Marion County for a couple of years a few years ago. Now you've got this opportunity at Dade County. What kind of factors do you weigh when you take a new job?
Well, you look at the town. You look at, what type kids are there, the kids that you're used to coaching, this, that, and the other. And plus, it's always financial. You know, there's always a financial, and anybody would be lying if they said it any different.
What you have spent most of your career in small towns. Is there a small town charm that you like? I mean, I know you're from, you know, and your kids, Jeremy and Luke, all grew up in Rainesville and played for you. I mean, is there something about small town charm that you like that you're discovering in Trenton, Georgia as well?
Well, I just left Albertville High School, and Albertville was a pretty good-sized school. We had almost 1,500 kids in top four grades. Basically, that's the towns that are around where I'm living. I'm not moving. I'm able to stay where I've been living for a long time. I can drive to Trenton. It's a nice drive. So that's what's available, and you know, I was just looking today. I come through, and I knew. I said, "Well, basically, every time we've played Trenton, they've been pretty dang good." On the wall to my left, it said 1987, 1-10 and a loss 0. And I remember coming up here in 1987 at Plainview. We went had a 7-3 team, and so maybe I just played them on their good years. I played them a couple other times, and they were tough. And I go back and look, and that's they had really good seasons. So they've been up and down, and last couple of years, I struggled a little bit, and so I came up here and talked to them, and I think that it could be a lot of fun, and we'll see.
Dale, of course, Jeremy's starting his second year at Tennessee, already underway. Your son Luke is at Pisgah High School, which isn't too far from here either. What were the talks like with each of those when they were decided what they wanted to do as far as working for a living? And did you even have that talk? Were they just so wanting to follow in your footsteps that you didn't even have that conversation?
I don't think that's it. I actually tried to talk both of them out of it and told them. I said, if you can do anything else, do it. But they were, they're not a whole lot smarter than I am, so they chose that direction, and it's probably a good thing, because I'm not sure if you put either one of them together if they could change oil in the car or some of that kind of stuff. They're just not, so it's kind of like my dad told me. He said, you better be a good football coach, because that's the only thing you can do. You'll starve to death to do anything else. So that's kind of their situation too. They might starve to death if they had to do something else.
Dale, you and your wife, Melissa, were nice enough to invite me into your home one summer day back in 1995 when Jeremy had decided to leave MTSU and walk on at Alabama. I've got to ask about Melissa. She has to be the absolute MVP of that family with all the uprooting that has gone on, not just with you, but your boys.
Well, exactly. She's had two sons that's played. They've played for their dad, which always makes it a little more sticky. They both played quarterback, which makes it a little tougher. And I had a grandson that's Jimmy's son that played for me and played quarterback later. So, I've been fortunate enough to coach both my sons and my grandson and not get fired. My wife's had to sit in the stands and listen to all that stuff. And so, she should, there's some place, I guess in heaven there's a special place for her, because she's put up with a lot of long hours and been, you know, that kind of stuff. And of course my daughter always says, you know, I can't believe that they say the son of the dad of Jeremy Pruitt and the, you know, the dad of Luke Pruitt, and nobody mentions me. She said, I'm the sanest one in this family. She said, I can teach first grade and change young kids' lives every day, and nobody says nothing about it. So that's kind of our house.
Now, your daughter and your wife, do they have any favorite lines that they've ever heard? I mean, you know, sitting in the stands with someone saying something about you, or do they tolerate it okay?
Probably not anything that we could say over the air. They've had plenty, you know, and both of them have discussed some things with folks in the stands before about, you know, things that they could do. And so, you know, it's always humorous later, but it's not real funny at the time.
You're listening to Dale Pruitt, the new Dade County football coach, here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Dale, thank you so much for your time, and I love this. It's great. What was the last time Jeremy called you and asked for coaching advice?
Coaching advice or wanting to talk?
Either one.
He calls me more when I get a job than he does when he gets a job. He called me two or three times yesterday. Won't know how, you know, how was my this and how was that and all that. He was better at giving advice than he is for asking for advice. I'll say that, especially when his son played. He wanted to call and give me advice all the time. And, you know, I'm sure you've heard this, the tale that I told him nobody told me what to do in 30 years. And I wasn't about to start with him. So, that's kind of how that went. But, we talk stuff, and it's amazing. You know, he and I will talk something, and I'll see something, you know, on some of the outlets, which has nothing to do with real outlets, that's not even what we've talked about, that I'm thinking, man, how did they get it that backwards? And they didn't hear it. They just guessed it, you know.
Right.
But the bottom line is we talk football every time we're around each other. And, you know, I get a lot of help from him and his little brother, because, you know, the game is changing more so right now than it is in the 40 years I've been a part of it. Used to, you played it all in a box. It was all downhill. It's two back and all that kind of stuff. You know, now then it's spread all over the field. They might not even be a back. Nothing's in the box. You know, all that kind of stuff. So it's changed. So you have to evolve, or it passes you by. So more than them two asking me, I ask them all the time. But they do ask. Probably every phone call we talk, there's something in that phone call that, you know, that's, you know, it usually starts like this. You can't believe what happened today. Blah, 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 blah. What do you think? What would you do? You know, what do you think? Something like that. Either one of them, especially Luke. So anyway, it's a coaching family, and it's not nothing sane about it, or not anything sane about it. I'm murdering the language.
No. Hey, you're speaking my language, Coach. At, let me ask you this. When you watched Tennessee play last year, did you watch as a football coach or the dad of the football coach?
That's a tough question. Both. I would say both. You know, I tried to see some positive about it a lot of times, and especially at practice. And, you know, I thought I did. I thought they'd run out of gas the last two ball games and were really beat up more than people knew. I was fortunate enough to be at practice the week of the last ball game. I can't even think. But anyway, and then I went home after that, and my wife and I were talking, and I'd seen them practice 3 days, and she said, "What do you think?" I said, "I think we're in trouble." And she said, "Why?" I said, "Because we beat up more than anybody knows." And you know, it's just I felt like Monday's practice was better than Wednesday's practice, and that's not good.
Right,
because they were just beat up, and it takes some big old bodies to play in the SEC, and you better have a bunch of
the and to kind of build off of that, do you go to all the games in Knoxville? Do you watch them on TV? I mean, It's such an emotional time, and the stakes are so raised to be the head coach at a place with the pride and the finances at the University of Tennessee. I mean, I know you, David, and you talked about your wife and your daughter being the MVPs in the stands. I can only imagine the raised level of criticism when you're talking about something at an SEC magnitude. Are you a fan in the stands, or do you watch from afar?
Well, this is what I did. I was in the press box the first few games, and the coach's wife's press box or whatever. But I found it a hard time staying in there, so I ended up standing up on the sideline, kind of hid in the corner of the players' deal, and that way I could watch the Tron and watch the game, and kind of knew what was happening before it happened, and on some of it. But it's difficult to sit in the stands, you know, as when he was the D coordinator or when it was whatever he was. And, you know, because a lot of people are there for a lot of things other than the bolts and nuts of the football game, you know.
Right.
So, it's been a good experience. They've been some rough roads and all that, but I do think, I will add, that I felt like going to practice this spring was a whole lot better than going to practice last spring. Whether that transcends to a lot more wins, I don't know, but they have more kids that can play. They're, bigger bodies. I think they're going to be so young, it's going to be unbelievable. But the kids that come in at Christmas were competing. And, it was a very positive month during the spring games.
You're listening to new Dade County football coach Dale Pruitt here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Dale, I can only imagine that you've got this wardrobe that has a crimson and white section, a garnet and gold, a red and black, and now an orange and white. Does it, like, literally look like that?
Well, I usually get rid of everything except one thing of the old place because, that's how it, number one, my wife gets mad about the closet. And I've just moved from red and black high school to a maroon and gold high school.
Right.
I mean, it was like a mountain of stuff that I left at Iberville. So, I told her, I said, honey, if I ever quit coaching, I won't have nothing to wear. I said, because I wear where I'm from all week. And usually it's Tennessee orange, on the weekends. So, I wouldn't give anything for the journey we've been on. We've been fortunate to be a lot of national championship games, and getting to stand on the sideline after it was over is always a big deal when all the celebrations going on and all that kind of stuff. So, football's been very good to the Pruitts.
You're about to walk into, or you have been introduced at a new job. You're about to meet new players and get going. What are the first few days like at a new school when you talk to the kids?
Well, there's always a certain amount of excitement. That says nothing about the people that's there for you. There's just that. There's just always excitement. One thing that I thought was kind of funny, when Jeremy was buying a house in Knoxville, he was thinking about resale, and the realtor looked at him. She said, "Let me tell you something, Coach. You're not going to make anything off of this resale." He said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Well, either number one, they're either going to be firing you, and nobody's going to buy your house, or they're going to be mad because you're leaving, and nobody's going to buy your house." So that's kind of the deal that kind of stuff.
All right, Dale, you've been great. When we have great guests like you, we love to close with just a rapid fire, first thing off the top of the head. Ready to play?
Oh, Lord. I don't think very fast. I'm an old man now. Here we go.
In all those years in Rainesville with a wife and a daughter, how much money did you save when those Boaz outlet shops went away?
Oh, man, a bunch.
If I had a Rushmore of Dales with Dale Earnhardt, Dale Murphy, Dale from the Chip and Dale combo in Disney, and Dale Pruitt, are you good with that?
I guess if you are.
All right. Has there ever been a point where there's a Pruitt has cheered for Auburn? Jeremy's had so much success against Auburn and has been at different stops. Was there ever a time where y'all pulled for Auburn?
Well, actually, as a youngster growing up, for a while I was an Auburn fan, to be totally honest with you, because a lot of people I was around with Auburn. Then when I got to be adulthood, I was kind of pulled in both directions because I actually worked for Conrad Nix.
Okay.
Which is Patrick Nix's daddy, Bo Nix's granddaddy. So, you know, there was – and also, Jimmy was recruited by Auburn. And when he went to Middle Tennessee State, there was a deal going down where actually Terry Bowden and Tommy Bowden were there at the same time, and they had a guy get in trouble, and Tommy – actually talked to Terry about, you know, they actually called me, Tommy said, and said, asked me if I'd hold up on Jeremy signing with MTSU. And, of course, signing day, this was like 2 days before signing day, and then signing day got here, and I was like, we're not going to wait and see what might happen. So we went ahead and signed with MTSU, in which it didn't. But anyway, but since that time, since he wouldn't been in Alabama, we pretty much have bled crimson.
Are you more nervous for your team's games on Friday night or Jeremy's games on Saturday?
Jeremy's on Saturday.
Listen, Dale, thank you so much for taking the time. Congratulations. I know the whole Trenton area, the greater Chattanooga area, is excited about this, and we think it is really neat, and we really appreciate you joining us here on Press Row.
Well, I appreciate you calling me and letting me talk.
Absolutely. Dale Pruitt, the new head football coach of Dade County. Longtime success, 289 career wins. Joining us, 648-1051 is the number. Back with more. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.